think that what I thought I might have heard was a blanket statement about, well, you shouldn't live in an RV. I don't think you meant that.
I did not mean that.
Okay. Mr. Peterson and I agree. But we have to respect and can't impose any one area's values or property right expectations on other area where the consensus of the community and the property owners, okay, dictate the forward-looking uses of their properties. I think
okay.
That's all I meant to say.
I'm going to allow Mr. Thompson. Then
it'll be brief. I was just going to state the same thing, too. Thank you. That my son was a welder, and he go to Douglas, Wyoming, took our trailer, stayed in it. They don't have to buy property. They want to go to these campsites to stay 5-6 months, whatever they stay during their welding work, and then move on. Same as the plant workers that work out at our coal plants out here. They need places to stay. Miners, same thing. If you go to other counties, they need places to stay. There's not all apartments there. That's cheaper for them if they have their own unit, move it and go there and stay. So that's what these areas are for. And that's, I just wanted, you know, it's, you don't, it doesn't mean that they're not wealthy enough. They could go buy property probably, but why, when you have, if you live in a different state, you're not going to go buy property there just to stay there for 5 months, 6 months and get that money. So that's why we have
I would agree with you.
Okay.
And I think different areas have different, I don't think we want the whole state to be the same no matter where you go. And I think that in the case of your son, the welder, he's still upwardly mobile, so he has not fallen into a financial trap where he can't afford other options. Or if he is financially strapped, does he have the option of being able to balance equity with paying rent, which is the difference between owning the dirt and paying park fees?
Brad, and I'm going to try to...
Okay, I'll be short and sweet on this. Okay. She just brought something else. I'm going to make a little comment, too. But my understanding, there's 4 other trailer parks in Alpine?
4 total.
Yeah.
Total. 4 total right now. Without his... And they're usually full or at least booked by the end of May. So there's no room for other visitors who want to come and stay in the beautiful town of Alpine without having another facility to go to. Because if you go to the woods, you got 14 days. And then you have to move a certain distance and everything else. And you got to worry about where you're going to dump, where you're going to go, what you're going to do. And to where
3 of the 4.
It's not like it's something that's not needed in the community. And that's, I'll cut off.
And I would just respond to that, there may in fact be a need. I'm curious why there has not been any proactive planning to figure out where the best place for that would be.
There is already.
Let me get to Mr. Feit. He had a couple of questions. You'll be next, Mr. Freeman.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I have a couple of legal questions. Okay. Under this Title 12, Chapter 8 that she handed out, state statute.
The one titled Arizona Laws.
Okay, under 12-1134.
Okay.
Here's my question. He has 11 and a half acre vacant meadow, okay? His proposal is 113 space RV park. Now, that makes that piece of property to me tremendously more valuable than it does an 11 acre open meadow.
Okay.
Okay. It states in the statute, does